Hello, friends. Friday, April 9th, 2021. What an amazing day. Here's what we have. Four-time 75 wall ball shots, 20-pound ball for the men, 14 for women, traditionally to a 10-foot target for men, 9 for women. I personally don't like wall balls. I don't like a workout that starts with 75 wall balls, so you certainly know I'm not programming this to my strengths. So for time, 75 wall ball shots, 1 mile run, 50 meters of a walking lunge, unweighted, and then ending with a 1 mile run. How tremendous does that sound? I can almost feel the enthusiasm coming back. This is going to be a fantastic day. Let's say for some peculiar reason, you can't run or don't want to run. You could replace each 1 mile of running with 4,800 gorgeous meters on the Rogue Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Airdyne, 2,000 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, the Concept 2 Ski Erg, 4,000 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg, and if you are using an air runner, reduce the distance by 25%. We're going long, you need conditioning, and you need some below parallel strength. This is going to be a great stamina day as well. Wall ball shots, we've got a video. Walking lunge, we've got a video. Super fitness robot time, 25 minutes or less. More likely time, could be in the neighborhood of 35 minutes. Just depends on how much you really enjoy those 1 mile runs. Scaled option, it's a lot of running, it's a lot of volume with the wall ball. Here's what we've got. Scaled option for time, 60 wall ball shots. We knock down the loading though, 14-pound ball for men, 10 for women. You can also knock down the target height as well. 800 meter run, then 40 meters of walking lunges, and then another 800 meter run. Limited equipment option. They don't have a wall ball. No worries. For time, 15 thrusters, just holding a dumbbell in your left hand. You only have one dumbbell, okay? The other one's not racked or anything. 15 dumbbell thrusters left arm, then 15 dumbbell thrusters right arm, 1 mile run, 50 meters of a walking lunge, and a 1 mile run. Isn't that just going to be a hoot? That will be, of course, done with one 50-pound dumbbell for the men and one 35-pound dumbbell for the women. No equipment workout for time, 75 jumping air squats, 1 mile run, 50-meter walking lunge, 1 mile run. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Just didn't get enough? No worries. We got you covered. Dumbbell front rack walking lunge. You're going to do 3 lunge sets. And I say 10 to 20 meters because it just depends upon how heavy the dumbbells or kettlebells are that you have to walk with. These shouldn't be max effort sets that you collapse at the end. They're just 3 nice, appropriately challenging work sets with a couple minutes rest between each. We've got a video showing that. And then we ran long. Let's go fast. 5 50-meter sprints, resting between each, obviously, or 5 10-second high-intensity intervals of biking or rowing, preferably biking because you can spin that thing up a whole heck of a lot faster in 10 seconds than you can in the rower, resting a minute or two between efforts. What a day. Cool down and stretching. I mean, this is classic linchpin, right? We do what is effective, not what's popular. There's not a lot of people out there that would program this workout for themselves, and you would be missing out on variance. That's where I come in. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. Kneeling layback, hold that for 1 to 2 minutes. Watch the video. There's a way to make it a bit more friendly if it's challenging. Pec stretch, laying on your side, 1 to 2 minutes per side, and a video of that as well. Hope you really enjoyed the day's training because tomorrow we're breaking out the barbell and I'll see you back here for Saturday's workout.